Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. We're being warned not to approach a high-risk offender who's wanted by police. 44-year-old Tyrone Corbett has cut off his monitoring bracelet just weeks after being released from prison. Detective Acting Inspector John Mottolini says it's believed Corbett is still in the Perth metro area.
There is concerns that he is not currently being monitored at the moment, and that's why we're seeking public support to locate him and apprehend him.
A Perth man has pleaded guilty to murdering his estranged wife. Lynn Cannon's body was found at a Lansdowne home in December last year. Paul Anthony Cannon will be sentenced later this year and he could be facing life in prison. The state government's telehealth plan for the aged care sector has been labelled as a band-aid solution for a sick health system. A dedicated medical hotline will assess patients to determine if an ambulance needs to be called in an effort to reduce ramping outside our hospitals. But the Australian Nursing Federation says the idea is window dressing. Inflation is now at 6.8% after falling for the second month in a row. Experts believe it eases pressure on the Reserve Bank to increase rates next week. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told Parliament the government is focused on easing cost of living pressures.
Our biggest priority this year has been making sure that Australians have economic security and stability so that they can plan ahead and build better futures.
In sport, the fitness of Western Bulldogs stars Adam Treloar and Rory Lobb remains the mystery ahead of tomorrow's match against Brisbane. Coach Luke Beveridge is remaining tight-lipped, but he has confirmed Jamara Ugelhagen will play days after being racially abused by a supporter against St Kilda.
But Mara's a strong Indigenous man. He'll absolutely take it in his stride because he'll feel that he needs to represent and show the way.
And 19-year-old Phoebe Litchfield has been named in Australia's squad for the upcoming Women's Ashes Tour of England.